And now, here's your host of Shaping Success, Wes Tankersley.
What is up, everyone? Welcome to Shaping Success. I'm your host, Wes Tankersley. We are here today. We made it. It is Friday. And again, my freaking computer is unreliable. It's funny. It's a freaking Mac. What is up, Nikki, over on YouTube? If you guys are hanging out on YouTube, you can get in the chat over there. Shaping Success at Wes Tankersley. Thanks for hanging out with me. This will be a day of rambling, I'm guessing, because I cannot get my freaking notes up, which is annoying. I'm going to have to figure out a different way to rely on notes. You know, it might have been easy if I got a second phone. I should have brought that out here. But it's not. I'm out in the studio. Woke up this morning. Notes will pull up here. It looks like here comes Chrome popping up here after about 10 minutes because my computer likes to go and shut down. And I don't know. I got to figure out. I got to get a program for it. They have like a Mac cleaner or something like that because it is a Mac. It is, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. But it's lasted a lot longer than any other computer that I've ever had. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think I just need to get it going. But it is kind of annoying when that happens. So anyway, we might have to punt. We might have to see how that goes. Yesterday, I did not show up. What's going on, Michelle? You know, yesterday, I woke up and I sat down in here and I'm like, I am not prepared for anything. Just one of those days where I just didn't feel like doing it. And that happens, you know, we get to that point. There are things that we do in our life where we just don't feel like doing things sometimes. And it's okay if we don't, right? And that's something to remember, that it doesn't really matter what other people think. I mean, I apologize that there are some people who rely on this every single morning, but the reality is there is times when it just doesn't happen. Like, I'm just sitting here thinking, I got nothing to say today, which is rare because I talk a lot and, you know, I had nothing to say. Surprise, surprise. The guy who can't shut up has nothing to say. Things have been interesting. We did One Drink Wednesday and I talked to you guys on, I think it was Tuesday, because we did Robert on Wednesday, because we do the Robert Watson thing with Ars Victorious every Wednesday about a friend of ours passing. And it was funny because Jay and I were talking about, we did a toast on One Drink Wednesday to Chris Cutt because he passed away. And then Jay is getting, you know, some messages, and it's just kind of like, to me, it really makes me wonder who watches, who knows, you know, like the people who know, the people who have been there, the people who have been hanging out on One Drink Wednesday with us for a while know that Chris has been on multiple times. And then you start hitting people up. You know, it's kind of like the Jay's done an episode called Thanks for the Invite. Like, when people don't invite you to something, you're like, feel like you're, you know, you get butthurt about someone not inviting you to something. It's like, it's crazy. It is what it is. Like, I've made some trips down to Arizona to go see, you know, to go hang out with the family. And then I make a point to go see Jay because he is my friend. And, you know, I get to see, I've probably met him 3 or 4 times in my life, but I don't get to see him very often. So I make a point to go see him. And then there is a lot of people who are like, well, how come you didn't invite me? How come I'm not there? How come you didn't ask me? You know? And it's like, you have to really think about how that works for people, like how they are able to do things. And like, they don't understand that I'm taking a short amount of time out of my life to make sure that I get to see my friend, and everyone gets all hurt that you didn't make a chance to see them, or you didn't make time to see them. And it's like, what are we supposed to do? I've got 30 minutes, you know, I'm going to go have dinner with them. I got 30 minutes. I'm going to go try and figure that out. And a lot of people are just, they're not understanding of that, and they don't think about those things. And they're just, because you toast one person doesn't mean you toast every single person who passed away that day. And that's kind of the thing that I'm getting at. It's like, there are people who reach out, and I don't know, if you really know what's going on, if you really know that, like, Chris was on the show multiple times, he's a friend of both of ours, it would make sense. But don't go judging people when you have no clue what's really going on. You know, pay attention to the situation. So anyway, yeah, One Drink Wednesday was good. We had a good time. Both opened a bottle of Blanton's, had a pour on that. And, you know, go back and check those episodes out. go follow us on. We have that One Drink Wednesday. It's almost to 100 followers. I feel like we need to do a giveaway once we get that to 100 followers. But anyway, we have a good time. We play games. We do a little show and tell. We do the Rotten Tomatoes game. We talk about movies. And then this day in history. And we just have a good time. So come check it out. Let's get into this. Now that my computer is up, we're going to talk about some stuff that I saw this morning. And I was thinking, you know, this really relates to life. Funny. How many of you guys had an iPod? This isn't anything to do with the show in general, other than I love music. And it's funny. I was thinking about like what I was listening to on my iPod. But there's a post. Go check that story out on Instagram. All right. So here we go. Yes, Nikki, we know it's the East Coast time and you're tired. It's okay. I'm tired too. It's like, it's funny because you're in bed because it's actually 2 hours later, but yeah. Oh, Michelle on TikTok says, I found my old iPod yesterday. I found my old iPod when I moved, and it was funny because it doesn't work anymore. You forget that you have this like tiny little hard drive in your hand, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't work anymore. I got an iPhone. All right, how to become confident in any skill. Do it so many times, and I was thinking about this as myself, do it so many times you get bored of doing it. And that is how I feel about my job. I have sold so many things and done so many sales calls that I am bored. It's like, what can I do next? What can I do? It's like I've done everything that I can do, everything that I can have. It doesn't mean that I'm not trying to go in there with every bit of confidence that I'm going to get the sale every single time. It's just I do it the same way every single time, and I try to improve a little bit here and there, but it just gets kind of boring. After a while, you get to the point where you are so good at it that you are bored. And that is something that you need to do. You need to think about that with every single thing that you do. You know, it's funny. I've got this freaking mini split in here that's supposed to be on heat, and it is not heating up the room. We got freaking snow. It's snowing when I walked outside again. It's ridiculous. Anyway, off tangent. Do it so many times that you get bored with it. That's all there is to it. With speeches, though, I don't want to get bored doing it, rehearsing a speech. When do you stop, though, is the question. When do you stop rehearsing the speech? When you're bored. Been in the house, 80s. You got brag? You got brag, man? Tell me it's 80 in Texas and I got freaking snow? You guys need to go check out that podcast. He's got an awesome episode coming out. I'm very happy for Richard. Very cool. All right. You can either experience the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The choice is yours. Think about that. Do you want to go out of this life regretting that you never took the chance to get and every opportunity that you had to fulfill the things that you wanted? Is that what you want? Do you want to remember yourself as that person? Get your ass out there today. Thanks for the follow, Michelle, on TikTok. Yes, choose your hard. That's it. Just because it's a little bit hard doesn't mean that it's not worth it. And it's funny. I always go back to this. It's like, this is a reminder that I get in my head. This is how my brain works. And I've told you guys this before, but like I start thinking about everything. When I read that, it's like, choose your heart. I think about the book that I read read with my ears, that Arnold Schwarzenegger has, that he talked about, you know, lifting weights. If you don't have pain, your muscle's not growing. So if you go out there and you do, you know, 100 2-pound dumbbells every day, your whole life, you're not getting stronger. You're staying the same strength. Like you're not getting stronger. So you have to have a little bit of pain. And, you know, Nikki was talking about working out yesterday and it's funny. It's like, I'm sore. Well, the soreness is what is telling you that you're making a move forward, that you're making traction in your weightlifting, because that means that you actually did something to push your muscles to the extent of where they're tired and you're making them stronger. So choose the hard thing. It sucks. It's sad. Sometimes it hurts, but that's where the growth happens. The growth happens through the pain. Had a lot of worries in my life, most of which never happened. How frickin' true is that? That's Mark Twain. How true is that? How many times do we worry about shit that never happens? We spend our whole life worried about what's going on. We continue to let it bother us. We think about it over and over again. It lives in our head. It owns us. And we don't do it because nothing, it never happens. Take that stuff and toss it out. Forget about it. It's not really worth it to worry so much that it bothers you and then it ends up never happening. It's like we prepare for something that's never going to happen. This is a big one. You need people around you who fit your future, not your history. It may be possible that you are around these people who are who are tearing you down, who are the people that don't have the same goals and desires that you have, the dreams, the things that you want to do. Remember that you need to be around those people who do fit your future. If they fit your history and that's not who you are, you're never going to have growth. If you continue to use that for your tools to keep going forward. The history, you know, I talk about this history that I have, right? Like, and there's not, like, I don't have any terrible things in my past or anything like that. And sometimes I wonder, like, I'm just some guy with a microphone talking about the things that I do to kind of keep myself mentally prepared every single day to be better. But everything that has happened to me in the past, I have thought about and realized that it does not define me. It does not mean who I am, like mistakes and things like that. Like, if you think about it, like, I've been married for 24 years. Before I met my wife, I had 3 or 4 mistakes. Those mistakes were dating these other people. But with those people, I realized through them that they weren't what I want, and I found what I did want. So would I take those relationships away? No, because what they did was they helped me realize what I really wanted. And so that can come with anything in life. My first job. It's not my first job, but like my very first job that I had for a very long time. I worked at a tire company for 11 years and realized over those 11 years, it was a very good living. They paid me very well. People go, oh, well, it's a tire company. I'm telling you right now, the tire company that I worked for was very good, paid very well, had a better retirement than anything. But I realized that was not what I was shooting for. Like, this was not something that I enjoyed. This was not something that I could see myself doing every single day. I realized that, you know, if I had kids, I was never going to have a life with them. I wasn't going to be able to spend time with my wife. I was basically owned by the company. They took care of me, but they expected a lot out of me. And I realized that, and that's why I did the things that I did. That's why I quit there, went back to college, made some mistakes there, and realized that I have a master's degree, and now I don't use it because I realized that teaching wasn't for me, even though I teach here. Teaching in a school setting is not what I enjoyed. And every single one of those has turned me into who I am now and those things. All my fears come true. Are you on there? No, I'm not on the radio. So I have a podcast. This is basically what I'm doing right now is I'm recording a podcast and doing a TikTok live at the same time. So I'm recording the podcast. It goes up on the podcast platform. It's streaming on YouTube and all that stuff. So appreciate you being here. If this is your first time here, this is Shaping Success. I've been doing it for about 5 years. We just started. This is like the 53rd episode this year because I try to do it every weekday. Sometimes, like yesterday, I don't. So appreciate you being here. You make sure you follow on Shaping Success with Wes Tankersley on YouTube if you want to watch it on YouTube and get in the conversation over there too, because there's a chat room over there. All right, couple more. People will try to put the same limitations on you they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling. Okay? Think about that. We have talked about this multiple times. I really like this one, is that if someone thinks that they can't do it, why would they think that you could do it? Right? Why would they do that? You place the limitations that other people have on themselves in your circle. This is kind of like the people that you surround yourself with. And if they are telling you all the time that you can't do something because they don't think that they could do it, they're going to pass that on to you. And a lot of times you'll hear people, oh, I support you, oh, this, oh, that. But like, they're so scared for you that there's always doubt in their mind. And that doubt gets sown into your mind. What are you doing to stop them from sowing that doubt into your mind? Think about that. Okay. So it transposes over to those people. They sit there, they tell you, oh, you know, what if this? What if that? What if someone makes fun of you? What if you fail? What if it doesn't work? Then what? So what? You believe in yourself. You know what you are capable of. And you have to let them know and politely say, listen, I know that you're scared for me. I get that, but I'm not scared for me. And every time you say something to me that doubts me or doubts you, it sows that thought and belief into my head. It's that you have to know, you have to have that grit and be willing to do it. Okay. So don't let those other people's insecurities tell you what to do. Your actions are why you are where you are today. They will be the reason you are where you are tomorrow. Okay. We are our actions. So everything that you do, every action that you take defines who you are. Okay. If you don't take any action, then what do you become? Who are you? What do you do? Don't be afraid to take that action. This clicking, it's funny. I wonder if people hear it on the podcast. Your competition isn't other people. Your competition is procrastination, your negative thoughts, and your comfort zone. Compete against that. I'm a big proponent for this. Being an athlete, being someone who was on a football team, on a baseball team, being part of a team was always great for me. But what I realized is that we sit this competition and I'm sitting there thinking, you know, here I am. I'm the, you know, left tackle, right tackle on offensive line. There's two other people sitting in the corner over there trying to get the job from me. And I think about, what am I doing to be better than that person? And that's not what it is. Like, I have the starting position, right? What am I doing to make myself better every single day? What am I doing to beat myself? Because if I can make myself better, if I can take one step, one, you know, a little bit quicker, if I can get off the line a little bit more on time, if I can execute that block better, if I put another guy on the ground so that the running back can make the run, if I hold the guy a little bit longer so that the quarterback has more time, not thinking about what is that other guy trying to do who's trying to get my job. Think about that. Compete with yourself. You are your only competition. And you can do that in a team sport because you just have to realize that you have to be better than who you were yesterday. This is the last one. If you want to make a choice today, gosh dang it. This is the tough one because this one's going to bounce quicker than because it's the last one. Oh. If you want to make a choice today that will make you healthier and happier, pay attention to your connections with other people. This goes back, we talked about that earlier, this goes back to who are you around? Who is the people who are in your corner and not in your corner? And how are you hanging out with these people? What are you doing? Are they making you better? Are they making you worse? And that is a tough thing to do because there's a lot of people in your life and you don't, you know, it's like you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. Some, you know, like, I don't believe that. Like, I believe, obviously, you were born, you know, into that family. There's a lot of people in your family that, you know, may drag you down, possibly. And it's interesting to sit there and look at that and listen to that and let that thing affect you because those are the people that you're typically around the most, right? They are the people that judge you the most and that you usually give the most power to because they're actually someone who you have a connection with, you grew up with. You've been around your mom and dad for as long as you've been around your mom and dad. You've been around your brother and sister for as long as you've been around your brother and sister. Those are the people that you spent most of your life with. Are they the people that you allow to dedicate or dictate to you who you're going to be? So, yes, Michelle, you have to be nice to people. I'm sorry. I apologize. Remember that, though. Those people are the ones that you are surrounding yourself. It is Friday. I appreciate y'all being here. Just wanted to say thank you for being here, being patient with the, well, it wasn't very long, but you guys are patient and I appreciate you all your support Thank you for hanging out. Please make sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please make sure that you have the notifications on so that you know when we go live. The more people to hear, the better we are. Thank you, Sharon, for hanging out on TikTok. TikTok subscribers, Frank Hogue, Lance Ayers, Nikki the Bacon Lover, and still shows Michelle, even though she's not on TikTok anymore. And then we have our Patreon supporters, Anna and Nikki. If you guys want to join the Patreon, go over to patreon.com/WesTankersley and join for as little as $4 a month. You get some bonus content over there. I've been trying to upload some different episodes a little bit more there. And appreciate you all. Have an awesome, awesome day. It is Red Friday. I got to go put my red shirt on and get ready to go. Until next time, I challenge you to find shape your success.